Okay, Michael. Michael, please mute. Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, let's see. So we're on Nunchet today. I'll begin on Nun Zayin Mud Beis, four lines from the bottom in the Mishnah. Everybody with me? So again, we're talking about Tchum Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to walk only 2,000 amot from your house or your city. A whole city is like Dalet Amot. So this Mishnah and then today's daf talks about the mechanics of measuring the 2,000 amot. So we measure, we use a rope, a 50 amma rope, not more, not less. And it means, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, and we'll see more in the Gemara, that if it was shorter than 50 amot, I don't know, somehow people would stretch it, and then it wouldn't get to the right thing. And it was longer, it would like sag, and you wouldn't get the full measure. I don't know why they assume that it would be stretched if it's less than 50 amot, but apparently, I don't know, maybe that's the way, maybe people are accustomed to 50 amot, and then they would like stretch it, you know, to sort of make it that way and stretch more. And then anyway, so the Gemara says, when you measure, the people should hold it near their heart. In other words, one person, let me see if I have a picture for this. Let me get the share screen. 1 second. All right, well, let me go back 1 second. Give me 1 second. Here we go. All right, yeah, everybody see the picture? So you see, here's this fellow. He's holding it near his heart, the other one near the heart. But if one person holds it near his neck and the other person near his feet, so you don't get 50 amot. So that's why it's got to be that way. All right, let's see back. So the Gemara says, now let's say you're measuring and you come to like this valley or to a gader means a fence, but Rashi says it was a fence. A gader means a stone fence, but the stone fence had fallen down, so now it's like a mound. So he says, Mav Lio Bechozer Lemidato. So he'll span it. He'll go over it and then go back to his mida. Let me see if I have a picture for this. I wasn't so thrilled with these pictures. Yeah, well, here's spanning. You see, two people are over this depression here, so they're measuring. So it means I'm not going to measure the incline. I'm just going to measure the space over it. And then v'chozer l'midato, I don't know if he's got a good picture for this. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to explain that sometimes he'll measure to the valley, and then he can't cross the valley because it's too much, it's more than 50 amot across, but he could measure this distance over here at the end of the valley and then go back to the line that he wants to measure. So we'll see a bit more, okay? So let me go back. So he says, if he comes to a mountain, he also has to span it. And when you span it, he can put the rope on a pole. He could each have poles and measure that way. And then the top line on Nun Chet Aleph, Uvavaj, so he'd say Chutz L'Tchum. But when he's measuring it, he shouldn't leave the Tchum. In other words, if, let's say, he's measuring, let's say, this distance over here from the city. So he can't leave the Tchum. If he has to leave the Tchum to measure, to span it, he shouldn't do that. The Gemara is going to explain that if people see me measuring outside the Tchum, they'll assume that's really in the Tchum. So that I shouldn't do. Now, imeinu yachol lahav liyo, so if he's not able to span it, so he says, b'zu amar ibdosai bar yanai mishur meyer shemanti shemekadrim barim. I heard they pierce through the mountains, meaning, let me see if he's got a picture here. Let's see. Here. Like this, the mekadrim b'harim. I'll line up with the rope with dalet amot, and I'll have one person like this. And so there's a way just for me to measure what the distance would be, sort of like going through the mountain without doing the elevation of the mountain. All right. Any questions on what we did so far on the Mishnah? Everybody good? Very good. Okay, I'm moving on. Hello, Ed. Nice to see you, Shaya. Nice to see you from the front. I don't like it when I see your back, Ed. I like much like seeing your face. All right.
Why are we making this measurement? I missed that part.
Yeah.
What are we measuring?
the Tum Shabbos, you're only allowed to walk 2,000 amot on Shabbos
right.
from your residence or from the city that you are in. So that the soul city is considered to be Dalet Amot. So according to some of Farshim, it's a Din D'Oraisa, but according to many, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, that I can't walk more than 2,000 amot. So I have to know where the 2,000 amot end. So people are measuring the 2,000 amot.
But why is the valley important? You're not going to walk into that valley anyway.
Oh, so that's the thing. So we said that the valley, there's a way to span the valley, right? So if let's say, like this is the valley.
Right.
So I'm going to measure just from here to here.
Oh, to see if you could be on the other side.
Right. In other words, if this is 50 amot, I'm going to measure it that way.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Sometimes we'll see. I'll have to measure the surface, but we'll see how this goes. All right. Okay. So let me go back in the Gemara now. So we're on Nun Chet Amud Aleph, three lines down. So the Gemara says, "Menani Mile." So where do I know this din that the measuring rope has to be 50 amot? Where does this come from? So Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Damar Kra, Orech HaChatzer Me'ah B'Mav Rochav Chamishim B'Chamishim. It's talking about the Chatzer of the Mishkan. The Chatzer was 50 amot by 100 amot, but there's an extra Chamishim. It says Orech HaChatzer Me'ah B'Mav, the length of the Chatzer was 100 amot. He says V'Rochav Chamishim, and the width was 50. What do I need B'Chamishim? What does that extra B'Chamishim come to teach me? So Amar Torah, so the Torah is saying that we're intimating that a person should measure with a rope of 50 amot. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara says that we had this earlier, I didn't remember, but on Daf Chaf Gimel, the Gemara had learned that the din of a karpaif by Shabbos, remember, if I have a large enclosed area, not hukaf ladira. So if it's less than a Beit Satan, up to a Beit Satan is the size of the Mishkan, so I'm allowed to carry there. More than that, I can't. So the Gemara learned that I take 50 and I surround it like with the other 50. I create a square that's a total of 5,000 square amot. In other words, 50 by 100 is 5,000 square amot, but I turn it into a square. Now, if you remember, we learned the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel, according to one Tana Reb Lezer, you're only allowed to carry in a karpaif if it's square. So now a square karpaif, 5,000 square amot, what's the square root of 5,000? So that's where we get that shear, 72, that's 72 and two-thirds amot is the square of, or is it 70 and two-thirds? 70 and two-thirds amot is the square of, the square root of 5,000. So according to that shita, it's teaching me that that's the only time I can carry. But according to other shita, it could be any shape, but it's teaching me that there is this reshus, like a karpaif, where I can carry, even though it's not enclosed for residential purposes. Now, a karpaif, these are all dinim derabanan. On a deraisa level, even if there's a larger enclosed area I can carry in there. So clearly, these are dinim derabanan. So, but I'm learning Ramazim from the Torah. That's the simple pshat. In other words, they had a blurb like that in the Masifta. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hamibayle the Tol Chamishim Sabev Chamishim. So I need that extra Chamishim to teach me I'm going to take, in other words, I have two sections, two plots, each 50 by 50. I'm going to take 150 and surround it over the other one and create a big square. That's 70 and two-thirds amot on each side. So imkin le'makro chamishim chamishim. If that's what the Torah wanted to teach me, it would say chamishim chamishim. My chamishim ba chamishim shomi natarti. So chamishim ba chamishim is teaching me one that there's a din in karpaif, and the karpaif is 5,000 square amot, and secondly, it's teaching me that the rope should be 50 amot. Now this shear again. Remember we had the shear. A different sort of karpaif. Remember that you had the shear around the city, was according to a mayor, is 70 and two-thirds amot. And then I measure the 2,000 amot from there. So, but it seems like he gets it from this square root of this karpaif. All right. Any questions, comments to us? Anything we did? I can't hear you, Michael. Are you talking to me? No? Okay. I see you talking. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. So, Lo pachot lo yoter. We said it can't be shorter than 50 amot, can't be longer than 50 amot. So tana lo pachot ne shemarbe. He shouldn't be less because everybody will stretch it. I don't know. It sounds like they're used to 50 amot and they'll stretch it to make it longer and it'll make it longer than 50 amot. But lo yoter ne shemamot. If it's more, I'm going to do less. In other words, I'm going to let it sag and then I'll end up doing really even less.
Why would doing less be a problem? Doing more would be a problem, not doing less.
Yeah. So
doing less, you cheat yourself, but it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think it would depend on the din that you're using. Again, this is a 50. We're going to do a lot of different measurements with this 50. And by Tchum Shabbos, you're right, it comes out to be a Chumrah. But in other words, it comes out by the ear miklat, and it comes out also by the egla rufa. You know, you have to measure to the nearest city, and you're measuring also to like the killer gets refuge in the city when he gets into the tchum of the city. So there, it's going to be a big chum, at least for him.
No, but if you're using the same rope to the nearest cities, it should be the same.
Yeah, with that one. But I'm saying, let's say I'm measuring the tchum of the year miklat, where the person has refuge. So now he doesn't get the refuge, he gets killed. So that's not going to work out too well. That's what I would say. But all right, let's take a look further. So the Gemara says, Arabasi, in moted in el bechevel shel afsakima. So Vasi says we only use a rope of afsakima. So my afsakima, what's afsakima? So I'm Rababi Gargila. So Rababa says it's Nargila, Nargila. So my Nargila, what's Nargila? It was things equal to the same thing of each other. We don't know what afsakima is. We don't know what Nargila is. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov Dikla Dechad Navra. It's a date palm tree with one vine. It means we're going to make it from the fibers of this vine that goes around the date palm tree, and that's what it means. It says Ika da Amri, others say my afsakima Rabbi Abba Mar Nagila. That's the first pshat. But then here's Machloket Rabbi Yaakov Amar Dikla Dechad Navra. In other words, there's one opinion that says afsakima, which is Nargila, and the Gemara doesn't define what that is. And then a different opinion holds it's Dikla Dechad Navra, a date palm tree with one vine. So it's this in this version, there's two different opinions of what it is. So Tanya,
according to Rabbi Steinhaus, it's a coconut palm.
Oh, okay,
date palm.
Okay, it sounds good. But let's just wait till I pause and you'll come in with everything. Okay, let's take a look now. Tanya, we learned the Brisa. I'm Rabbi Shu ben Chananya. Ein lecha sheyafel medida yonter mishal shlo chel barzel. He says the best thing for measuring is an iron chain. He says, what can we do? The Torah says, now it's referring to like loosely. It means it's in Zechariah. Zechariah has this vision of where he sees. Now, Rashi brings down, he says, where's the Rashi? He says, "Ubido chavol mida b'mishkan shal Yechezkel." So it sounds like it's like relates to the same vision. Yechezkel has a vision of the third base of Mikdash. So even though the pasuk is in Zechariah, "Ubido chavol," he's in other words, is a vision. Let me see what he says over here. He says, "A minute, right." Okay, so he says the vision. So "Ubido chavol mida," he's somebody with a rope to measure. In another pasuk in Yechezkel, it says the person had a measuring rod, like a wood. That's for gates. So the point is, in the vision, he sees that there's like a rope measurement. So Tani Rav Yosef, Shoshachav Alimhim. So Rav Yosef taught a brisa, he says in the Mishnah refers to three different types of rope measurements. He says, Shel Magag, Shel Netzer, Shel Pishtan. One is made of reeds and one is willow branches, which is Inyana Dioma and Sukkos, you know. He says, and one is made out of flax. Shamagag, which is the reeds, is Lapara. That we use for the Para Duma. This is the name we learn in the Mishnah, Kaftu Bechevel Hamagag. They tied the Para Duma with these reed ropes. They put her on the pyre. In other words, that is on the Har HaZeitim. So Rashi points out that they wanted to avoid all tumah with the paraduma, because everything you want to be as careful as possible with the paraduma. So the reed rope, now rope is generally, can't be macabre tumor, whatever it's made out of, but the reed, apparently even if it would be spun and woven, would not be macabre tumor. So that's what they use there. Then shel nesarim, which is like from the willow branches, lesota, they use that for a so, you know, rope for a sota. Titnam, we learn in the Mishnah, v'charchach may be a chevel amitri, v'koshul olalam midadeha. This is when she's being brought into the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to rip off her clothing from her shoulders. Before they do it, they tie a rope around her chest so her clothing won't fall off of her. And then shel pishtan lemedida, we use for flax for measuring. So this is mechulak on what we said before. Earlier we said that we have to use the rope made of afsakima, and one explanation we said was it's like this vine from the date palm tree, and then Robert's going to fill us in. But this opinion holds it's like a flax rope. All right, Robert, what do you want to say before? Robert? Unmute yourself.
According to Rabbi Steinsaltz, a nargila is a coconut palm, not a date palm.
Okay, well, again, in the second version, the second Lashon, in the first Lashon, nargila was the date palm. In the second Lashon, nargila was one pshat and date palm was a different pshat. So I assume he's doing within the second shot. So he wants to say coconut. I don't know how he made the identification, but...
Yeah, that's just his comment in the margin.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Anybody any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, let's mute ourselves again, Robert. Let's mute. Okay, let's go back. All right, now... All right, so I'm around 10 lines from the bottom. Anun Chedam Adal, 58A, 10 lines from the bottom. I am Odeid Vihigia. So again, he's measuring and he comes to some sort of obstacle. Either he's got this valley, this hill, so he's going to span over it. Either he'll, and we saw the picture before with the two people on either side of the valley, or you could take poles and do it that way. So midatani choser lemidato. Now, in the Mishnah we said he's choser lemidato, mechlal dim ini yechol lahav liyo. So let's get picture book out again. Yeah, this is Choser Lemidato. Right. Okay. So everybody see the city here? Here we have a city, and here we have a big valley. But this valley is it's more across than 50 amot. So he can't, and he's using a rope of 50 amot, so he can't span that. So he's gonna go down this way and then measure the 50 amot here and then come back this way, or whatever it is. You know, you get the idea. In other words,
he forms a rectangle, and that's a parallel side of equal length.
Right, all right. In other words, he'll measure what he can do where it becomes narrower, and then go back the other thing. So let's see back. So the Gemara says, "Mintani chozer lemidatel meklal, tim eini yechol lahav liyo." If he can't span it, "Holech lemakom shechol lahav liyo," he'll go to a place where he can span it. Here's over here. He says umavlio, and then he'll be mavlia. In other words, in this picture, he's got 800 amot, and he goes down here, he measures 1,000 amot, and then he comes back here and he measures 200 more amot. So obviously, if this is 1,000 amot, it's too much for him to span, but he's able to do this and then go back and get back in line where he was originally. But so and then he looks back to his original line that he was measuring. He says v'chozer, and then he goes back. Okay, so the Gemara says tanin lahadatan rabbanan. So we deduce this from a few words in the Mishnah. So this inference that we made from the Mishnah, we learn more explicitly in the following brisa. The brisa says hayam odeid v'higia hamida l'gai. He was measuring, and he comes to like this valley, as we see in the picture. We got the valley. Im yechol lahav liyo b'chevel shel chamishim amam avliyo. If he could span it with a rope of 50 amot, he'll do that. He says, "Vim lav, if he can't, holech l'makom shechol lahav liyo." Otherwise, he'll walk to a place where he can span it, which is over here. He says, "Umav liyo, but so far." And then once he does that, he looks to see where his original line was. He says, "V'chozer l'midato," and then he goes back to the same line. Imayagai meukam. So he says, "This is nun chenamar alav." One second. All right, yeah. So here he's got a lot of frustrations because he wants to get through this valley, but the valley hooks around or like on another side of the city, and he's not able to do it. So let's see. in my yad, gai mu'ukam, makdir v'ole, makdir v'yored. So then what he's going to do, he's, in other words, he wants to measure this distance over here. And there's no place that he can like make the equivalent way that he did at the other place. So he's going to have people do like the four amma deal. In other words, they'll take small ropes. One person will hold the rope near his feet, another near his chest, and keep going down, calculating what the length is across this valley. So he says, Higila Kotel. Now, let's say he comes to a wall. And so with the wall, how is he going to figure this out now? So he says, Higila Kotel. We don't say he's got to make a hole in the kotel. Here we have a nice hole in the kotel. He says, Ella Omdo. He'll estimate what the distance is through that kotel. He'll make an estimate. He says, Vaholechlo, and then that's it. But Antanan Mavlio, because Elamidato, but in the Mishnah we learned that if you had the pile of rocks, the getter that fell down, so you're gonna like put the rope up, like here, like you see here he's got the rope and he'll go through. He says, Hatam Nicha Tashmishta. So the Gemara says, in the Mishnah's case, it was like, you know, there was people could, you know, it wasn't such a sharp incline. You know, when we spoke about a kotel in the Mishnah, it was like a soft incline. People could use it there a little bit. It's not so hard to measure it this way. He says, Hacha lo nicha tashmishta. Here, we're talking about a wall with a, you know, like a sharp incline. And so, Mila, we can make the estimate. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we
did? Is it the incline or the height of the wall that's critical? I mean, the wall is too high. How would they get up there?
Yeah, so, well, we said they could use these poles, right? They could use the poles. But the way that the Masifta explained it is like there's like a soft incline, so people walk on the incline and things like that. And so it's a little easier to do it that way. That's the way I understood. All right, let's take a look further. All right, and any other questions? All right, I'm moving on. Okay, we're two lines from the bottom on Nunchet Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Loshanu. Now, this is going back to where we're measuring, like, with this valley. So let's go back to our valley picture. Here. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah that I could span this valley. You see the two people, and for people who are listening on the audio, I think Yosef said he's going to listen. So this is the Peirush Chai, picture 68. So he says, I'm going to be Shmuel, lo shanu in shechut of a mishkolet yored kenegdo. He said that that we can measure it by I didn't explain right, by piercing, right? I'm sorry. Let me go back. I'm sorry. I did the wrong picture. One second. Let me go back. Let me get, do we have a valley with this? Okay, yeah. Okay. So here, this is picture 76. So you have the people going down the valley, and this is called being makdir, piercing, when I'm using the four amma measurements. So he says that the only time I have to use that's the small four amma measurement with this piercing method, Ella Shein Chura Meshkolet Yorei Kenegdo. In other words, if I would drop a plumb line, I don't go all the way straight down. He says, turn page, Aval Chura Meshkolet Yorei Kenegdo. But if the Chura Meshkolet would go straight down, let's see if he's got anything here. Then that, now we go back to the earlier picture. Now this is back to, where is it? Yeah, 68. But let's say the plumb line would go straight down. About Chur Mishkol Yirei Kenegdo, Modzo Medida Yafe. So he measures the valley along the floor and ignores the walls. So yeah, this is not the right picture for this. But the point is that, in other words, if it's like a cliff, in other words, it's coming down like a sharp incline with a cliff. So then I have to go down, measure the floor, and then get up. That's the way it sounds like. It says, Yorei Kenegdo Modzo Medida Yafe. Now, Bekama Omko Shel Gai, we said that if the valley is less than 50 amot, we could span it. So he says, how deep How deep can the valley be that we span it? Now it's the picture 68. How deep can the valley be that we span it this way? So Amar Rav Yosef Alpayim. Rav Yosef said it could be up to 2,000 amot in depth. Now, the idea is that when it gets to be more than 2,000 amot in depth, the valley itself has a chashivas. In other words, like when we're spanning it, we're just sort of like excluding the valley. In other words, like we're not taking into account the valley. When it's 2,000 amot in depth, it has its own chashivas. So now I have to measure like the valley itself. So he says, Amar Rav Yosef Alpayim. So Eifa Abaye. So Abaye asks Akasha against Rav Yosef from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Amok Mea, that if it's the valley is a depth of 100 amot, Barokhav Chamishim, or the width of 50 amot, Mavliyo, then he spans it. Vimlav, if either one of those are not true, meaning it's less than 50 amot across or it's less than 100 amot in depth, Ein Mavliyo, then he can't, then he doesn't span it. The when we say that that he can't span it, so if he's not spanning it, he's going to go into the valley and measure it that way. That's the way it sounds like. So he says, so the Gemara says, so who damar kacherim? Rav Yosef was following the sheet of acherim, which we usually say is Rav Meir. The Tanya, acherim omrim, afilu amok alpayim. Acherim says, even if it's 1,000 amot in depth, berochav chamishim mavliyo, he could still span it. So spanning it is the easier way to do it, obviously. And that's the way, that's it. Now, just one second, let me take a look. Right. Yeah. So if I'm not spanning it, if I don't span it, I'm going to use like the piercing method. That's what he's saying. The piercing method is having that those guys with the four ammo go down the walls and things like that. But somehow, I don't know, it's in the end you're measuring like the lateral distance anyway, but you're getting somehow greater chashivas to the ground by you know, traversing the ground and measuring it that way. I don't know what else to say. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Let me just do a few more lines, and I'll pause. Ika da Amri, others say, Amar Rav Yosef appeal yeter my alpayim. Others say, Rav Yosef said, even if it's a depth more than 2,000 amot, I can still span it. So come on, so who is Rav Yosef going like? The lo katana kama lo kacherim. He's not following the Tanakama, who says the Tanakama was... The Tanakhama was up to 100 amot, and not like Acherim. Acherim said 2,000 amot. So he says, Hatam, in the case of the Brisa, Shein Chudim Ishkolet Yored Kenegdo. So they're talking about where the plumb line doesn't go straight down. Hacha B'Chudim Ishkolet Yored Kenegdo. In other words, if it's like a cliff, so then you could span it. B'Chiein Chudim Ishkolet Yored Kenegdo Ad Kama. And if the plumb line doesn't go, in other words, we say the plumb line doesn't go directly down, he says, how much you say it's not where the plumb line doesn't go directly down? So Amar Avimi Arba, V'chein Tani Rami Yocheskel Arba. In other words, if the plumb line, if there's a deviation with four amot, this does get complicated, but let me take a look. One second. Right. It means like this. If I could put the plumb line down, and let's say I'll have like a fishing rod, and the fishing rod will be Dalet Amot. So if I can hit the bottom of the valley with the fishing rod that's the Dalet Amot out, so then that counts. Then it's like cliff, and then I could span it. But anything more gradual than that, then I have to go down with my team, you know, small ropes and measure it going down that way. I don't know what to say more than this. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
I do. Two things. Yeah. When you're doing that step down thing, right, with Leah.
That's called Machtir, to be Machtir, to pierce.
Okay.
With the four amot.
When you do that, how long is the measuring tool?
Four amot. Each one is four amot.
Each one of the, and it has to be the same material. whether it's the date palm or the reed or...
Yeah, I assume it would be the same rope that you're doing the other way. That you go down with a four ama.
But it has to be a four. Okay, it sounds like a lot of work, all of this. Yeah. If I do it 1 week, can I rely on it for
yeah, absolutely, weeks? Absolutely. This is not being done by an individual. It's like professional surveyors.
Surveyor?
Yeah, and it was like, this is professional business is being done to measure Tchum Shabbos.
Okay.
So can I ask a follow-up? Does
sure.
that mean that once the measurement was done, they won't go through all these gyrations with the valleys, the hills, the canyons, whatever it is, and they stick a stake in the ground and they say, this is 2,000 amo.
Right.
Is that it for the community?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so in other words, it's a communal thing. It's like right. it's like fixing an A-roof.
Right, exactly right.
Okay, good.
All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. All right, let's see back. Now, now we're around 10 lines down.
It is an A-roof. It's literally an A-roof.
Right. In other words, when we refer to an A-roof, we mean like usually a Rube Chatzerot. This is an A-roof Tchumen, but it's all right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, actually, not an Eruv. You're getting me confused now, Ruth. In other words, this Tchum Shabbos, an Eruv is when I'm setting up a separate Tchum. In other words, I want my Tchum to be different, so I take the food, I put it down somewhere. So it's not an Eruv, it's just Tchum Shabbos, Okay, so we're 10 lines down from the top. We said if you come to a hill or a mountain, so Mavlio, you'll span it. You can put the rope on a pole and span it. He says, and go back to your line. So Amarava, Loshanu Alabahar Mitlakeda Sara Mitoch Arba. That's only if it's a sort of like a sharp incline. So the sharp incline, he says, it goes. Mitlakate asara mitoch arba. It means when you how much are you going up now? One second. Yeah. It rises 10 tfachim within 4 amot of its slope. So in other words, there's a rise. So he says in the art scroll, it's 24.7 degrees. So in other words, it's kind of a sharp incline. So if it's a sharp incline, so then I could be mavliya. But if it only goes up 10 tfachim in 5 amo, which is more a gradual slope, motodo medida yafe. So then I'm going to measure it on the surface. I'm not going to do it like with the like spanning over it. I'm going to measure the surface distance. You understand what I'm saying? So I'll just measure what it is on the surface. He says, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Natan matni l'kula. Rav Huna taught this halacha in a more lenient fashion. Amar Rav Aloshanu el b'har medlaket asar mito chamesh, that you could span it if it's a gradual slope. Aval b'har medlaket asar mito arba, but if it's a sharp slope, omdo b'hol echlo. You just make an estimate and you go. So he learns even more leniently that if it's a sharp incline, you just make an estimate. All right. Now, we said that when a person is measuring the tchum, so he can go, and he's got a big valley, he can go to the narrow end of this valley, but provided he doesn't leave the tchum to measure, in other words, he's measuring the tchum in each distance, in each direction. So, but if it's clear he's leaving the tchum, he shouldn't do it. So the Gemara says, my time away. So Amarav Kahana, Gzeira Shema Yomru, Mita Tchumin Ba'alakan. We're afraid that people will remember that the surveyor came over here to measure the Tchum, and then he continued on his way, and they'll be under the misimpression that this was the areas within the Tchum Shabbos. So we don't want him to do that. All right. Now, the Gemara says, Imeinu Yechol Havlio, we said that if he can't span the distance, then we had our mekadrim, like piercing through with those short four amot ropes. So Tana Rabbanan, Kesa Mekadrin. So now the Brisa fills in what we had described or seen before. How do they cut through it? Tachton Keneged Libo, the person who's on the lower edge of the slope holds the rope near his chest. Elyon Keneged Marlo Tav, the person who's higher up holds the rope near his legs. Amar Abaye, Nikatinan, a Mekadrin Lebechevel, Shall Arba Amod. This is our Mesorah is that we do the Mekadrim is to pierce, but with the rope of four amot. So Amnachem Amravua, Eim Kadrin Loba Egla Rufa. So we don't use this method to, you know, piercing. In other words, piercing is only going to measure sort of like the lateral distance, not going to measure the elevation or the descent or the elevation. He says we don't do it Loba Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, let's say I have to measure out to the nearest city. So when I measure the nearest city, then I have to measure the surface distance. In other words, how far you would like walk. So even though, so if there's a steep incline and a steep, you know, decline, a steep incline, I measure that whole thing. That all counts as part of the measurement. He says, Vuloba Ari Miklat. By Ari Miklat, I don't do the lateral way. I'll also measure the whole surface. He says, "Mneishen shel Torah," because of those that did min Torah. So the idea, the simple shot is that Tchumin are a din drabanan, and it's a kula that the chachamim have by the din drabanan. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. This was a difficult gemara to get through. It took me a long time, but let's see the next mishnah. Okay, Matnitin. Ain moded in element of mumchas. This is your halacha, Robert. The only one who does the measurement is an expert. It was an expert surveyor should do the measurement. Riba l'makom achad, umiyet l'makom achad. Let's say in his measurement, let me see if I have a picture for this. I don't know if we have. Let me see. Let's see if he's got. All right, I don't have a picture for this, but the idea is he's measuring the tchum around the city. So at one point, he seems to measure a longer distance, at one point, a shorter distance. He says, Reba l'makom achad, umiyet l'makom achad, acher, shomin l'makom shariba. We're going to like give it, we'll do the more lenient way. Reba l'achad, umiyet l'achad, shomin l'maruba. And this line sounds like the same as the previous line. The Gemara will ask about this. Then he says, Vafilu eved, afilu shivcha, even an Eved means an Eved Kanani and a Shivcha Kanani have Nemanot to say that here's where the Tchum Shabbos is. So let me see with this. One second. Right. In other words, either they said the expert measured Tchum there, or he says that the people always walk there on Shabbos. He says, Shelo Amru Chachamin Redbar LaHachmir LaHakel. It was Din Mitchumin. They, even though they gave these Din Mitchumin, they weren't goes there. They didn't say you should be Machmir Mitchumin, but to be Mekel Mitchumin, you'd be treated leniently. So even people who can't give Edus have Nemanis with Tchum. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. One second. All right. I'm going to stop the recording.
So how does the math work out with those steps going down? If you're measuring four.
Yeah, in other words, with the way the tchum is 2,000 amot, so we're just mentioning like laterally. In other words, how much distance, like the way the crow flies. But if you're doing for the Egla Rufa, you're doing for the Ir Miklat, so you measure the whole surface distance, you know, up and down. So up and down, let's say it's 1,000 feet down. Now we're 500 feet down, 500 feet up. So
that's 1,000.
1,000 feet, yeah. So that's a big difference. All right. I think that's the end of the recording. Let me end the recording.